Okay, let's get into Arla Daf Zayin. Arla Daf Zayin, and we are on Vav Amabez, a couple lines up from the bottom. We spoke a little bit at the end of Shir about Karka Nigzelas, Karka Inan Nigzelas. To note, that is a very big topic, and the relationship of Karka Nigzelas and Yeush, and are the Yerushalmi that says here Yeush Yeush LaKarka, which is a very significant line, and again discussed by the Rishonim on the Bavli, Bamitzia, Babasra, and other places as well. Okay, so we are now up to Vav Mabes, a little up from the bottom. Rabbi Yoshia, Maisi Netiyos Michutz Lares Begushayan. Rabbi Yoshia brought Netiyos from Chutz La'aretz Begushayan with their dirt. And we know with their dirt usually means, as we've spoken, that there is no new Arla. But he brought it from Chutz La'aretz. V'natz avlon ba'aretz, and he replanted it in Eretz Yisrael. So what exactly does that mean in terms of the status of what was planted? So Rabbi Yona Amar L'sachro Shanim. Rabbi Yossi Amar L'sachro Ravai. So what exactly is the pshat here? Many different pshatim on the page. We're going to go with Ephraim Kanievsky. Ephraim Kanievsky says this Rabbi Yona Rabbi Yossi is connected to what we said before, earlier, on Dav Dalet Amud Aleph. We had a machlokes between Rabbi Yona and Rabbi Yossi there before about a comment that Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol she'ein lo arla, ein lo ravai. Rabbi Yochanan quoted that from Rabbi Yishmael, actually. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, kol she'ein lo arla, ein lo ravai. And Rabbi Yochanan said, Ash yehelo shlosh shanam arla. Until you have 3 years of arla. So what did that mean? So Rabbi Yona said that meant Iker Arla Tzrichale. Rabbi Yona said that's about Arla. Arla has to be 3 years or nothing, or it can't be less. If you don't have 3 years of Arla, you can't have 2 years of Arla. Ein Iker Arla Pachad Bishal Hashanim. And then you have to reread some of the Gemaras that we had earlier. But that's Rabbi Yona. Arla has to be 3 years. If you have 2 years, it's not going to be Arla. Rabbi Yossi. Ikka Ravai Tzrichalei. No, it's about Ravai. Arla itself doesn't have to be 3 years. But Ravai is only if it was preceded by 3 years of Arla. Kol she'ein lo shalosh shanim, Arla ein lo Ravai. So that was the Machlokas, Rabbi Yona and Rabbi Yossi on Dav Dalam and Aleph, whether Arla has to be 3 years or Ravai just requires the Arla that precedes it. So Rabbi Yochai Kanievsky says here, this is connected to that, but to explain why Rabbi Yoshia did what he did. He brought this little netiyah from Chutz La'aretz with its dirt, and he planted it in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yona Amar L'sach Roshana. Rabbi Yona says, because he wants to, Rabbi Yona, who says that Arla has to be 3 years, he wanted to benefit years, the years of Arla, because if he brought it, so then, Ius Firlei, says the Rechai Kadievsky, these Tana must hold that there's no Arla in Chutz La'aretz. They must re-understand that Halacha Moshe Misinai, which is always interesting. We'll get back to that. But they must hold Ein Arla B'Chutz La'aretz. V'kivan shehevion b'gusheyon, and since they brought it with their dirt, it's ke'ilu, it's still connected to Chutz La'aretz. Nimsa ein kan shalosh shanim Arla, v'enonoi klal Arla, you don't have 3 years of Arla, and therefore, that's what Rabbi Yoshia gets by bringing it to Eretz Yisrael. It's still like Chutz La'aretz dirt, and therefore you're not going to have Arla. And even if it grows more in Eretz Yisrael, but you're not going to have 3 years. Rabbi Yossi L'sachra Ravai. Rabbi Yossi says, no. He has the other pshat. You don't need 3 years of Arla, even less than 3 years, but you're not going to have Ravai. And therefore, by planting it outside and then bringing it in, you're going to have less than 3 years of Arla, and therefore, you won't have Ravai. That's Rabbi Yossi. So the Rabbi Yossi, says Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, Dela'el desvira le diyesh arla pachas b'gibel shanim, you could have arla for less than 3 years, lo'ay aniska ala me ravai, right? You would gain ravai, meaning what? Dela Rabbi Yossi nami, de isle arla pachas b'gibel shanim, ravai mi'aleka ela kol shehayelo gimel shanim arla ukedela'el, like we saw earlier. For Rabbi Yoshia, shehevian b'gusheyan, shelo hayelo gimel shanim arla niskar mi'ravai. So the fact that it grew in Chutz La'aretz a little bit helped him out, meaning in terms of not having to be knowing the Arla and the Ravai. Rabbi Yona and Rabbi Yossi each connected to their shitas that they said earlier, imshad of Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, and again, there are other pshatim given on the page, but we'll go with that pshat. Hanachri shenata v'chulu. So next, the Mishnah said back on Daf Hayamabez that a non-Jew that plants, there's also Arla. Those are Arlen. We said the Pashup Shat, like the Radvaz had the Tshuva, even a Nachri in his own Rishus. It doesn't have to be, and remember, it's even a Chuslaritz. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention. If it's true, like what did Reb Chaim Gnevsky just explain that Machlokas, that there are some Tanan that hold, Ein Arla B'Chutzlaritz. Ein Arla B'Chutzlaritz. That means there's a Machlokas about Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Because Arla Chutzlaritz, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So is that... So the Gemara quotes that. The Gemara quotes, what does halacha mean? Halacha Moshe B'Sinai or Durabanan? The Gemara in Kiddushin, the end of the first parak, second half of the first parak, quotes that idea. But it always has to be, whenever halacha Moshe B'Sinai comes up in this regard, it always has to be remembered with the background of the Rambam. The Rambam that mentions, we mention this every week or two, every month, right, the Rambam's five categories of Torah Shebaal Peh, remember we just mentioned this a couple of days ago, the first two categories, we spoke about pre a couple of days ago, pre-Eitz Hadar, how that's not a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, but that's a Pirush HaMekubal Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. That's pre-Eitz Hadar and Ayin Tachazayin. And then there's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, and the difference between those two categories are whether if you could have figured it out if I would have given you 100 years. So pre-Eitz Hadar being an Esrog, okay, that's possible. But the Kezayis, Kebetza, the Shiurin, Nisach HaMayim, all the Halacha Moshe B'Sinais, you wouldn't be able to figure out. But the Rambam says that both of those categories, there's no Machlokas. There's never a Machlokas about those two categories. And that is very controversial. Many Achronim wonder, how does the Rambam say that? We find many Machlokos about Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So some of them you could say, well, maybe the Rambam has a smaller list of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So for example, Sroros, at the beginning of Baba Kama, where the Gemara says, Hilchas HaGemiri law, maybe the Rambam doesn't understand Hilchas HaGemiri law, like Rashi and Tosfos, that it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, but it's just Misora. So then that's okay. The fact that it's a Machlokas about Sroros. But there are other cases where it seems to be Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, and there seems to be a Machlokas. Like here, Arlas Chutz Laretz. Arlas Chutz Laretz is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, and there seems to be a machlokas about it. Right here, Chaim Gnevsky says that these Tanoim hold that there is no Arla B'Chutz Laretz. So that's a little difficult. You've got to figure out exactly how the Rambam understands that. Okay. Says the Gemara, Hanachri Shanata, the Chulu. So the Mishnah said earlier that a non-Jew that plants is Chayiv and Arla, right? The whole list of items on Hema Beis that are Chayiv and Arla, Rishus HaRabim, Nachri Shanata, Gazlan Shanata, Noteh Besfina, all the cases. So, Nachri Shanata. So, a non-Jew that plants. Tni says the Tosefta, Goy Shehirkiv Ilan Ma'achal Agabi Ilan Srak. What happens if a Goy takes a fruit-bearing branch and he grafts it onto a Ilan Srak. What's an Ilan Srak? Ilan Srak is a tree that does not produce fruit, right? Either one of two, and we'll see the Gemara is going to talk about these two. Ilan Srak, either it doesn't produce fruit at all, it's a tree that doesn't produce fruit, or it produces very insignificant fruit that people, the olimers are usually misyayish, and they're not collected or harvested at all. So both of those are considered Ilan Srak. So a goy that grafts an Ilan Machal, which is Chayiv in Arla, onto an Ilan Srak, which is Pater from Arla, Af Alpi She'eni Yisrael Shar Lasos Kain, even though the Gebraisa notes that a Jew wouldn't be able to do this, grafting. The Isser of tree grafting, right, that's Kilayim. That's Kilay Ilanos. We'll see the Shulchan Aruch HaShem in a minute. But a guy that does this, Chayiv Arla. It's Chayiv and Arla, even though the host tree, the Ilan Srak, that is hosting, so to speak, the branch that you grafted on, the host is Pater from Arla, and the branch is Chayiv. So you might say this is similar to, Rav Chaim Gnevsky says, it's similar to the case we had earlier where you have a Yalda Shesivcha Bezakena. You have an older tree that already passed years of Arla, and you graft the younger tree. There we say Batal. Batal Yalda Bezakena, and there's no Arla there. So here you might say the same thing, says the Gemara. No, you don't say that. There's a difference between the tree that's passed its years of Arla. That could basically swallow up the chiyuv of the grafted part, and there's a patur. But here, Ilan Srak, which is not shayach at all to the world of Arla, so that can't. That can't swallow up the branch that is put on it, and therefore the branch is still chayav in Arla. But interestingly, says the Gemara, me'emaseh umonilo, from when do you count the years of Arla? Right, let's say this Ilan Srak was planted in year one, and then a year and a half later, you grafted on a fruit branch, so you still count Mishasa Tiyaso. You count the 3 years from the time that you planted the Ilan Srak. Even though the Ilan Srak is part of Arla, and only the branch that you put on is Chayiv in Arla, so you might only have a year of Arla. your varla to this fruit branch that you put on, that's the halacha. Amazing chiddush that the ilan srak is shayach in the world enough to be, you could count the years of arla from it, even though it's not chayv and arla itself, and only the branch that is connected to it is chayv and arla. Remember the Brisa said that a Jew is not allowed to do this. We learned this in Kilayim, right? The trees only are grafting, right? You could plant apple trees and orange trees and lemon trees right next to each other. The only iser by kilayim of trees is harkava. That's the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya Reish Sarihei. Kilai ilanos harehim bechlal mashenomar sadchal osizra kilayim. It's included. Ketzad hamarkiv ilan beilan. If somebody grafts two trees, kigot yerkiv yichur shel tapuach beesrog. O esrog betapuach hareze lokem en atorah bechol makom. Bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. Grafting trees is usher in the whole world. Daraisa. Also, if you graft a vegetable with a tree, usher li Yisrael, says the Shulchan Aruch Sif Beis, usher li Yisrael lahaniach lo'ovid kochavim sheyarkiv lo in alani kilayim. There's a mir lakum. If a guy does it himself, okay, a guy does it himself, there's no isser hana. Isser hana is only by kilei akerim once it's done. So there's no isser hana here, but you're not allowed to do it. And a Jew is not allowed to even ask a goy to do it for him, right? Usher li Yisrael laniach lo vikachavim sheyarkiv lo ilanei kilayim. Mutter lizroa zroim v'zerach ilan ke'echad. But seeding, let's say putting seeds of different trees in the ground next to each other, that's not a problem. Only harkava. V'chei mutter la'ariv zarei ilanos ulezarem ke'echad. She'ein locha kilayim bi'ilanos el harkava bilvad. The only kilayim by trees is harkava, the grafting. Bein ilan b'yerek, bein yerek b'ilan, bein yerek b'yerek, she'eno mino, v'yafilu eitzrak al eitz ma'achal. O eitz ma'achal al eitzrak. There it is. Even if you take a fruit tree and you put it onto a non-fruit-bearing tree, or the opposite, so that's also usher. That's also usher, ilan srak as compared. Ilan srak come up numerous times, right? By Baal Tashchis, right? It comes up where Ilan Yisrak are excluded, right? Ilan Yisrak are excluded, right? The Rambam in Hilchos, it's a mystery why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about Baal Tashchis. The Taz points that out. You know, why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch quote Baal Tashchis, right? It's Beferish, it's a halacha. But the Taz points it, the Taz discusses it, but the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam discusses, Ein Kotzitzin Ilane Ma'achal, Shechutz LaMedina. You can't cut down the fruit trees, right? That Isser Daraisa Baal Tashchis does not apply, full Isser Daraisa explicit with Malchus does not apply to Ilan Yisrak. Shemar Baal Tashchis is Eitza, V'chala Kotzitz Loke, V'lo Baal Tzir Bilvad, V'chulu, and then the Rambam says, Kol Ilan Srak, Halachates, Mutter Lakutoso, V'yafilu Enosarechlo. And Ilan Srak, one is allowed to cut down. You don't have the Israel Baal Tashchis Daraisa. V'chein Ilan Ma'achal Shehizkim Ena Ose Ela Dara Muat Shehine Roi L'Tro'achbo Mutu Lakut Oso. Right? Technically, one is allowed to cut down trees like that. Again, we've quoted before. You know, there's seems to be some secret ideas that can, based on the Gemara even about cutting down trees. It's sometimes a little scary procedure. You have to try to replant it. But technically, Ilan Srak is not Usur Beferish in the Torah, that you're not going to get Malkus, but the Rambam says it is included in destructive activity, which might be Daraisa. Velohi Elonos Bovad, Elakol Meshaber Kelim, Vekorei Begadim, Behoriz Binyan, Visosei Mayan, Umaabein Macholos Derech Hashchasa over Baal Tashchis. But you only get Malkus Martus. Many say that's Daraisa, but it's not Beferish, so you're not going to get Malkus Daraisa. So again, Ilan Srak is no worse than anything else. But that's the Rambam, the Chilek between Ilan Srak and Ilanei Peres. There are numerous midrashim about Ilanei Srak, right? The Medrash in Bereishis says that Ilanei Srak originally there weren't supposed to be any. But the Medrash says in Bereishis Rabbah in Parsha Hey, Eitz Osepri Afilu Ilanei Srak Asu Peres. Yes, then they weren't Ilanei Srak. All trees originally gave fruit, were fruit bearing. Eitz Osepri, all Eitzim were Osepri. Right, that but ended up that not all of them produced the fruit. The Medrash in Shmos discusses the purpose of Ilan Yisrak. Medrash in Parshas Va'era. Amar El Paro Melech Mitzrayim. Amar Rabbi Levi Mashal Melech Shailo Pardes. Vinatabo Ilani Srak Vilani Machal. There was a king that had an orchard, and he had some fruit trees and non-fruit trees in the orchard. Amrulo Avadav, Ma'ana Ishlacha Vilani Srak Alalu. His servant says, what do you have these Ilani Srak for? We understand that you have the fruit trees, right? You eat the fruit. What do these Ilani Srak help you? What Hana do they give you? Amr Lahem says the king, Kishem Sha'ani Tsarach Li Ilani Machal, Kachani Tsarach Li Ilani Srak. I need both. I need fruit trees to eat the fruit, and I need non-fruit trees for what? She ilane ilune ilane srak mehechan ayisi osali merchatzos v'kivshonos. Where would I get lumber from? Right, I don't want to cut down the fruit trees. I want to eat the fruit. So, but lumber for my bathhouses, lumber for my ovens. Lakach nemar el bnei Yisrael ve'el paro. That's why it says, "Ukshem shekilus shachash baruch olo lo miganeten mipi atzadikim kach olam migehenem mipi arishayim." That the Ilani Srak, Ilani Machal, so there's a purpose for everything. So the Bnei Yisrael are called the Ilani Machal, Paro and the Mitzrayim are called the Ilani Srak, and I need both of them. They all have purposes. They all have purposes in the world, just like Gehenna and Gan Eden have a purpose. That's what the Medrash says. Tzadikim, Rishon, there's a purpose for everything in life. So that's a little bit about Ilani Srak. So the Gemara says, let's get back to our Gemara. So the Gemara says that if a guy grafts a fruit branch, we'll call it, a branch of a fruit tree, atu ilanei srak, he's not allowed to do that, but a Jew is not allowed to do that, but it's chayav in arla, right? The bottom part of the tree, the host trunk, does not ruin the fact that the top branch is going to be chayav in arla. But you start counting the years from the time that you planted the original host branch. Tree. So Rav Shimon Lakish Amar and now Machlokas says Reish Lakish Ubilvad. When do we say that you go by the years that you can go by when you planted the original big Ilan Yisrak? Ubilvad Dvarim Shehin Bohen B'Machshava. Remember we said before there are two types of Ilan Yisrak. When do you say that the Ilan Yisrak that you planted in you go by the 3 years when that was planted? Even though the Ilan Srak itself was not chayav in Arla, that's only when you have Dvarim Shein Bohen B'Machshava, trees that are determined by thought, meaning the Ilani Srak type that produce fruit that are insignificant, not the ones that don't produce fruit at all. Because the ones that are insignificant, that's totally on your Machshava, whether it's going to be chayav in Arla. Kigon Charuvei Tzalmona v'Charuvei Giduda. Aval Arava, but if you have willow branches which don't produce any fruit at all, Kinatua Ba'aretz. So then when you graft a fruit-bearing branch onto this arava, which has zero fruit, it's like you're planting that in the ground, and you'd start the 3 years from the moment of the grafting. That's Reish Lakish. Right? When do you say you start the 3 years from the moment of the planting of the Ilan Srak originally? That's only if it's an Ilan Srak that has fruit, that is in the parsha of Arla, had the owner thought about it. But if not, it's as if you're planting it in the ground. And Rabbi Yochanan argues, Rabbi Yochanan, no, afilo arava. Rabbi Yochanan says you always go by the time of the planting of the Ilan Srak, of the host, even if it's totally not in the world of Arla, even if it doesn't have any fruit on it. Says the Gemara, really? Okay, that's two kashas on Rabbi Yochanan. First one, v'had t'taninan, but didn't we learn in the Mishnah in Shvius, it's quoted in Rosh Hashanah, daftes or so, ein notin v'ein mavrichin shmita, it says, you're not allowed to plant or mavrichin, that means bend the branch underneath the ground and bring it up further down. Vein markivin, that's the one important for us. Now that a graft, Erev Shabbos, Erev Shvius, Pachat B'Shloshim Yom Lefei Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed to graft less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Why? If it was before 30 days, then by the time Rosh Hashanah comes, that's already year two. That's already year two. And then 2 years later, you have year three and four. And then after that, Arla's over. But if it's less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so then when you get to Rosh Hashanah, that starts year one. Then there are 3 years, and then it's Ravai. Says the Gemara, v'imnata ohevech ohirkev ye akir. If you plant within the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, within that you have to rip it out. Why? So the Mara Fulda quotes what we had elsewhere in Trumos, Shaha Yisrael Monin Lishvius, meaning Bnei Yisrael, the average you will see after 3 years, you planted this 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. And then 3 years and 2 weeks later, right, a little bit after that, you'll be enjoying the fruit. So somebody might say, oh, wow, Arla's over. Oh, when was this planted? He'll think you planted it during Shemitah. He'll be moaning, he'll count backwards, and he'll think, oh, 3 years back was Shemitah. Wow, you're allowed to plant during Shemitah. So that's why you have to rip it out. You can't leave it in because people are going to miscalculate. So 1 second, says the Gemara. Al daite de Rav Shimon Lakish. I understand, according to Reish Lakish, who's mechalek, he says sometimes when you graft, you go by the date of the grafting. Sometimes you go by the date of the original tree, right, depending if it's which type of Elon Srock it is. So then I understand when this Mishnah says in Shvius that people are going to think that the, you know, it was planted during the Shemitah. But 1 second. If you always, let's see the other side. If you always go like Rabbi Yochanan says, even if it's Elon Srock without any fruit, you always go by the moment of the planting of the Elon Srock. So if you grafted within 2 weeks of Shemitah, within 30 days of Shemitah, then people aren't going to think that, oh, you did this during Shemitah. This was a graft. So they'll know, they'll see it's a graft. They'll know, oh, the host tree, this was years before. So it's not going to be any worry. You shouldn't have to rip it out. So al daiti Rav Shimon Lakish, I understand Reish Lakish, du patalei bar Rav Anicha. Reish Lakish would say there's a chilek. Right here we're talking about the case of the Mishnah in Shvius is a case where you graft it onto a willow which has no fruit. And therefore you go by the moment of the grafting. And the moment of the grafting, people are going to think that it happened during Shemitah and it's going to be a problem. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, do Amar Afilu Arava, Rabbi Yochanan says, no matter what you grafted in, even if you grafted onto a total Elon Srock that doesn't produce fruit, you always go by the date of the Netiya, then Lamali Yakar, why should you have to uproot it? Why should you have to do it? People will calculate from the time of the Netiya of the host, which is much earlier. Much earlier. So people aren't going to think anything bad about Shvius. So how do you read this Mishnah according to Rabbi Yochanan? So he answers the Gemara, no, we're missing the reason. The reason here that you have to uproot it is not because, that was one day in the Gemara there, right, that Yisrael moan in Lashvius. There's a different reason why you'd have to uproot it if you do it within 30 days of Shemitah. Shan Yehi, Shein Misachin Bishvius. No, the point is that it takes a few weeks for the graft to take hold. And if you do it within 30 days of Shemitah, then the grafting will take hold during Shemitah. And that's a problem. Right, that's like planting during Shemitah. Nothing to do with a knas later on, and we're going to fine you, and we're not going to, people are going to miscalculate. No, the reason is because if you graft within 30 days of Shemitah, then the grafting will really take hold during Shemitah, and that is a problem. Remember, the Isser of Shemitah, there are low sases of Shemitah, but there's also the mitzvah saseh. There's also the mitzvah saseh of Shemitah's Karka, and that's not in Bahar, where all the low sases are, but that's in Mishpatim, or what the Sefer Chinuch calls in Kesef Talva, the second half of Mishpatim. In Mitzvah Pei Dalet, Lahafgir, Kol Masha Totsi, Ares B'Shana Shvius, Shemitah's Karka, let it be, don't work the land, let it be Hefker, let it be ownerless. And the Chinuch quotes a number of Sharshi HaMitzvah, if you remember, for Shemitah's Karka, to letting the land be, not working the land, and just letting it be fallow. Misharshi HaMitzvah, the Chinuch says, L'kfoa b'libeinu l'tzayer tzir chazak b'machshavateinu, to conjure up in our minds a strong feeling of Chiddush HaOlam, of Ma'aseh Bereishis. It's going back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki sheishis yamim asa Hashem es mayim es ha'aretz, uveyam ha'shvi shalo bara davar hichtiv menucha al atzmo. It says that Hashem rested, whatever that means, and so too we rest. We rested a certain time in the seventh year, like Hashem rested on the seventh day. Ulaman Hesir Velakar Ulasharish Mirayonenu Dover Akadmus, to know that, to think that, right, Hashem wasn't always there, Hashem didn't create the world. Ashe Yaminu Akofrim Batorah, Ubo Yersu Kalpinoseha, Vyifritsu Chamotseha, Bachov Alenu, every week and every 7 years, we have to recreate and re-experience Ma'aseh Bereishis, in order to remind ourselves and the whole world. Chov alei lahotzi kol zmaninu yom yom v'shanam shana al davar zeh limnos sheishanim v'lishbos b'shvius. So it goes by the days, it goes by Shemitah, it goes by Yovel. Number one. Number two, v'od yesh toelas nimsa b'davar likros bazeh midas havatranus. We don't work the land, we just let it be open and hefker to teach us vatranus, to giving up and knowing that we're not the balabas. Ki ein adiv kenosein mibali tikva el hagmul. Right, we don't think that we're going to get anything back. The Od Yesh Toala Sacher, he says, another one is Bitachon. Right, three different ideas in the Chinuch for Shemitah. Okay, so we have this back to the Gemara. So we had Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan. Again, Rabbi Yochanan Shita is, if you graft a fruit tree onto any Elon Srock, even an Elon Srock that doesn't produce any fruit, still the start of the count of the 3 years goes by when you planted that Elon Srock. That was Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Reish Lakish was Machalik between the two different types of Ilan Srak. So the Gemara says now, well, just note, the Rishonim in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes, where this is quoted, that's where they all discuss the issue of Havracha and Harkava, grafting for Arla. Gemara there said the Meiri there has a summary of all the Shitas. You see from this Gemara that there is grafting is Chayiv in Arla. And you get from a sense from a number of the sources there that no Arla, right? Havracha or Harkava ain din Arla no hages v'yam klal. Right? That's what the Meiri starts. I'm sorry. So I have to figure out exactly how does our Gemara work with that, but that's what the Meiri works on there. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Vahaida Amrada, says the Gra, that means, but where do you really have a question? The following could be a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Again, Rabbi Yochanan, who says you always go by the Shaz Gidol of the Ilan Srak, you don't go by the moment of Harkava. The problem is the following, because the following Brisa does go by Harkava. And here you can't say, oh, the issue is within 30 days, and it's the issue is the taking hold during Shemitah. No, because this Reisha talks about before 30 days. If somebody plants or grafts or puts through the dirt before 30 days, before Rosh Hashanah, also that could count as a year. And you're allowed to keep it. You don't have to uproot it, right? Because people are going to miscalculate because they're going to know it's already more than a month before. Again, so you already see that Harkava is a crucial date. So that's why that's how you calculate. That's a kasher Rabbi Yochanan. Pachas b'shloshim lefer Rosh Hashanah, as we saw before, if it's less than 30 days, lost Rosh Hashanah Shlema, it does not count as the year. V'asa l'kam v'shias, and you cannot keep it. Aval amru, but it said, and we had a machlokes in Masech HaShvias, whether the following line is going on the Seifa or on the Reisha. It's not important for us right now, because we already had the Kasha from the first line. Avala Amru, but they say, Peres Netia Zu, the fruit, even though this is the Halacha, whatever it is, the Reisha of the Seifa, the fruit, Asur Machamish Haza Bishvat. You have to wait till two Bishvat for the fruit to be mutter. So again, that might mean, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, is that if you're going to be Mekel and rely on a shorter year, at the beginning, you're going to have to go later for Tu B'Shvat, so Arla is not going to be over until Rosh Hashanah after 3 years, but you're going to have to wait until Tu B'Shvat. But either way, you see from this Braisa that Mavrich and Markiv, Harkav is in here. And you go by that date in terms of determining before 30, after 30 days, that's an important date. The Gemara says, Tani Raboshia Unya, Leskan Markiv. He says, take out Markiv. Take out Markiv, right? Change the Girsa. Take out Markiv. And Amar Rabbi Abba Mari, Afila Kushim El Lakish. Less can Markiv. Are we saying, we only have to kasher Rabbi Yochanan, and we were forced to say, take out Markiv? Even Reish Lakish would have to take out Markiv. Why? Because the language of this Braisa is a language of Lechadchila. It doesn't just say, Imnata. If you did, this is what you have to do. Hanotea sounds like a Lechadchila Lashon. Right? Mavrich? Right? A Jew is allowed to do that? A Jew is allowed to be Mavrich, a fruit tree, another fruit tree? No. So it's for sure talking about the Eved. So, L'sha'avar, only b'di'evet this halacha, l'chadchila lo. You wouldn't be allowed to do this l'chadchila. So how could this b'risa say that markiv shloshim yom, it's a lashon l'chadchila. So it must be even Reish Lakish takes out that girsa because a Jew would not be able to do that. Just about to say, but let's continue a little more. Hanotea b'sfina, the Mishnah said if you plant in a boat, remember the boat has dirt on the bottom of it, you're planting in the boat, Lav dafka the disco sheshes, like we had at the end of Chala, but we assume that there is a nourishment through the bottom of the boat. So Rabbi Yitzchak bar Chakula b'shem Chizkia hanotea ba'atzet sheino nakev chaya ba'arla. Chizkia says if you plant in a non-perforated flower pot, there's still a chiyuv of arla. It's similar to a boat, just like a boat is not perforated, or else the boat would sink. Boat is not perforated, so too the Natsas Nakuf. Azashino Nakuf. Rabbi Yossi Amr, Rabbi Shasharasha, Mefapim Oso. Why? Because the roots, Mefapim, go down and bubble in, and they penetrate. So that might mean the nourishment penetrates. Is that what it means? Look at the Gra. The Yonkin Min Haaretz, Afshino Nakuf, they get nourishment, or maybe it means that eventually it will get through. One of the two. Rabbi Yonah, Mafik Lishna, Rabbi Yonah said the same thing, but with a different lashon. bit of rhetorical. Kli cheres omi befeish rashim. Would a kli cheres, you know, roots? No, roots are going to get through. Roots are going to get through either nourishment or physical. So therefore, it's going to be chayav in arla. Rabbi Yirmiyah by Rabbi Yirmiyah just says, not tabo dalas. What about dalas? Gourds have much thinner roots. So what about a dalas? Is that also going to be considered chayav in arla if it's in a atzashin or nakuv? Answer, yes. Me'acharshu k'nakuv etzel ha'ilon, k'nakuv etzel ha'zram. It's considered nakuv regarding trees, it's considered nakuv regarding zram, even though it might have softer roots, but we say that it is good enough for the chiyuv of Arla. Okay, we will stop here for Arla Davzayin.